other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Washington Times, a political reporter, White House correspondent. Joe Curl's our guest for just five more minutes. Then he's got to go. His article is excellent, breaking down the rigged event. And again, we were talking off air. He was saying it's like a sports team. Even if you don't like the other team, even if you know we didn't like Romney, when they're getting cheated, you're like, hey, these are bad calls. And I've never seen the system so desperate. Finishing up here, Joe, where do you see it going if there's a real election, who do you think is going to win, A? B, if Obama does lose, do you think people will carry out these threats to riot?
On your second one, and then with the same Twitter stuff, I mean, you know, these are things that, again, are moving on Twitter, and, you know, this was those kind of words. You can search them very easily, you know. I'm going to riot. We should all riot if Obama loses. It's, you know, these are threats that are out there. And, again, you know, I wonder if anyone, local police forces, if it's German, if anyone is following through on these things. They're easily traceable if you want to trace them. And I think, you know, I think closer to election day, I hope, you know, both sides are going to be calling for calm. I mean, that's what makes America great, is we transfer power with no violence, with no struggle. That's what we've done for 225 years. I hope both sides will be calling for calm, whatever the outcome. And that may mean that, you know, the Democrats and Barack Obama have got to do more of that. If they're the ones threatening to riot, maybe they'll have to do more of those calls for calm and acceptance of whatever happens on election day.
Joe Curl, what's your gut tell you? Or looking at the polls, Romney is close in some polls, as you know, Rasmussen gone above. Who do you think is going to win in your gut?
Well, I think the polls are all leaning toward Obama now. To Romney now. He's picking up on. The thing that I keep watching is not only the demographic that he's picking up, Hispanics, women, blue-collar workers, you know, some blacks, he's got, you know, 10 to 11% black, Hispanics. Not only that, but then starting to watch where Obama is going. When he starts going to places like Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Iowa, that means their internal polls, and again, you know, the external polls are skewed. NBC is doing polls that have, you know, 19% more Democrats than Republicans. And they'll show Obama up by 4 points. What Obama's doing is making it to go to Wisconsin is his internal polls, which are not skewed, are saying, hey, we're in real jeopardy here in Wisconsin. And in places like, you know, Pennsylvania's now a 4-point race right there. That's extraordinary.
Sure. Well, I mean, they always create, and the dinosaur media always creates the illusion of the bandwagon, and that's how they hope to get people to, you know, kind of go with who they think's going to win. And I agree. We just saw Obama change his schedule around and shift where he's going. I think that signals the panic button.
Yeah, I think the other thing that we'll see in the next week, we've only got 20 days left, the other thing that we'll have to see eventually is if the media is going to, you know, look okay after this, like they weren't skewed and biased, they're going to have to start actually representing the truth. I mean, if they already know Obama's losing by 5 points, watch how the media starts to sort of move towards that message. Like, boy, you know, Romney's really opening the lead. It's like, well, you know, that lead's been there for probably months and months, and you guys just haven't seen it. The bottom line is, when there are all these undecided voters, that means they're not backing the guy they voted for. Only 47% really in most of the polls are going for Obama. He won by 53%. That means 6% are undecided. They're not voting for him again, but they haven't been persuaded enough by Mitt Romney. What we're starting to see right now is they're breaking hard for Mitt Romney. They did not break back to Barack Obama.
Sure, and by the way, in these tweets, almost all of them say, I want my free goodies, and I get, you know, all this welfare money. That's why I'm going to get angry. Well, we're going to find out what happens in the next 20 days. It's one of the craziest election cycles I've ever seen. Joe Curl, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thanks, Alex. Appreciate it.
All right, there he goes. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, to get into some of the debate clips and some of the geopolitical news, and then your phone calls. Stay with us. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
If you'd rather rebuild roads, schools, bridges, and hospitals here at home instead of building them for others halfway around the world, you're a libertarian. If you think Washington should stay out of the bedrooms and the corporate boardrooms of America, you're libertarian. If you'd rather die than give another vote to the bloated, constitution-trampling, overtaxing, and overspending members of both failed political parties, if you think your body, your love life, and your private business are no business of the federal government, if you think the Founding Fathers knew more about freedom than the people forcing the Patriot Act and the NDAA on us, hate to break it to you, you're not Democrat or Republican, you are Libertarian. This year, you don't have to be a Libertarian to vote Libertarian. We're not a party, we're the people.
My name is Gary Johnson, and I approve this message. Be Libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Paid for by GaryJohnson2012.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Riders on the Storm.
Riders on the Storm.
Again, everyone knows where I stand. Thank you for joining us. Again, another hour of global transmission against tyranny. Mitt Romney supported abortion with that same clear-eyed charmingness that he shows today for 30 years, running around supporting his father, supporting his mother, supporting other political campaigns. I can play the clips all day. And I really disrespect someone that passionately promotes abortion and then says they're totally against it. Okay? I mean, Romney is a really convincing person. He's charming. So is Obama. But Romney's been anti-gun before. Romney's been for open borders. So when he's up there telling Obama, I'll legalize the illegals, I guess the illegals should probably be voting for Romney. He'll probably actually get it done. You know, the issue here is that I don't like Mitt Romney. I don't like being conned. And I don't like the devil, even if he's trying to put his arm around me. That's a quote, a paraphrase from Albert Speer, well, he became the head of the Department of the Interior in Germany, an architect that Hitler really liked. He's one of the few guys that didn't get convicted at Nuremberg because they could show he really wasn't connected to the really dark stuff, but he apologized and said, you don't know the devil's bad or is the devil when he's got a warm arm around your shoulder. And, you know, Mitt Romney has a warm arm around our shoulders, those of us that want Second Amendment, family, anti-abortion, pro-life, national sovereignty. Sounds good. I mean, he says a lot of good things. That said, though, we know who Barack Obama is. I mean, he has been anti-small business. He said you didn't build your small business. He's done everything he can to shut down small businesses. We know he pushes abortion worldwide, including massively increasing funding for basically forced abortion, where they make you have an abortion if you want government money in Africa. Total open borders, total federalization, UN over our military. It's so crayzy when he brings up Bain Capital, too, because Bain Capital, you can look this up, has given more money, a lot more. Last time I checked, double the money to Obama than they've given to Mitt Romney. And, of course, Mitt Romney should be criticized for some of his corporatist takeover stuff. A lot of that's not free market. It's looting. But Obama is funded by the very same people. And is, the point is, when you're informed, it's just all a wall of disinformation and fraud. And I will not sit here and believe Mitt Romney, who says he's changed, because he doesn't say he's changed. He just says he now supports all these things I agree with. See, if he came out and apologized and explained how he changed and swore he'd never go back on his word, then I would, you know, maybe go lesser of two evils. But still, even if you don't like Romney, you're left with Obama. And it is a Hobson's choice, I guess they call it. But that debate was rigged and was shameful. And so it psychologically, by the end, I looked at my wife and I said, I may go on the air and say, vote for Romney tomorrow. Now, I woke up in the morning and kind of cooler head prevailed. It's still, though, I'm watching a rigged event and I'm just like, this is rigged. This is rigged. And so psychologically, I'm like, well, I'm for the underdog. But again, it's a distraction. Romney, Obama, it's the globalist above them. And this whole dog and pony show with them fighting and the rigging and all of it, that's just management teams battling for the control. So we need to get past that diversion and look at the private Federal Reserve, the globalist, the eugenicist, and why no matter who we get in office at the highest levels, the agenda just moves forward. They implement the agenda in different ways with different styles, but it's the same thing. So that's what I have to say. But clearly the Democrats are in power. They want to continue what they're doing, and they want to rule by executive decree, and they've moved Homeland Security from focusing on Al-Qaeda over to the American people, and that's now admitted. So I'm in the position, people have to understand this too, and Joseph Farah made this point on air a few months ago, but I already knew this point, but he just articulated it. And that's that, hey, Alex, they see WorldNet Daily, and they see Infowars.com in the Republican Party camp regardless, and that's why the Democratic Party operatives come after us and sick the IRS on us. I just don't whine about it. And you know, the threats and the attacks and the legal harassment. And it's all this stuff constantly going on. I don't even get into on the air. Because they want to shut us down. So it's like, okay, you don't want to be in the Republican camp, Mr. Jones? Fine. How about you're in the no man's land where the wolves are going to come after you? Because, Alex, you're pro-gun, you're pro-Second Amendment, you're pro-family. The Republican Party claims they're for all of that, even if they betray it. So because you say you're for those things, the Democrats hate your guts because they're proud of their communism. They're proud of their anti-family. They're proud of abortion. They're proud of eugenics. Bill Maher, all of them, they're always talking about, you know, kill people, kill this, kill that, get rid of the elderly, get rid of the, on and on and on. That's who they are. They're a bunch of nasty people. And so regardless, okay, I'm not endorsing Romney. I'm still going to be attacked. I'm still called a right winger. I'm not a right winger. I'm a classical liberal like Thomas Jefferson. That's what I believe. But people don't even know what real terms are anymore. So I just sit here under attack. Because I don't want to turn my guns in, and I think my property taxes are too high. They even had a LULAC in East Austin, usually very liberal, come out yesterday on the news and say, we've polled the Hispanics in East Austin areas who are smart, hardworking, industrious people, Texas citizens, American citizens, and none of them want this property tax increase. And they had guys on the local 590 AM was, you know, have a newscast interviewing them. And they were at this public event with the state senator, Kirk Watson, that sold us out to the UN. He was mayor here. This is a microcosm of your area. And the LULAC head's like, listen, these big corporations all get tax exemptions. And our people, you know, they can't pay these property taxes. The average small little home in East Austin has a $2,000 a year tax. Yeah, I had a $100,000 house years ago that I sold. And my last property tax bill, this is like 7 years ago, 8 years ago, my last property tax bill in that $110,000 house would have cost. A very modest house. Three-bedroom house, but small. That house, I was paying something like $2,200 in property taxes, rent on my property. But I'm now digressing. I said I'd get into the debate and play clips of it and give the number out so you can join us on air. If you want to talk about the debate, if you thought it was rigged or think I'm wrong, think it was, you know, the greatest thing since sliced bread, her interrupting Romney 28 times to 9 times for Obama, Obama getting 9+% more time, the moderator lying and saying that Obama, you know, was correct, butting in with it. I mean, it was just off the charts. And I mean, even if you don't like Mitt Romney, is this what you like? Totally rigged garbage? And I know the whole thing's a diversion. But the fact that they can be that staged shows how stupid they think we are. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. First-time callers. Me add that proviso. Give first-time callers a chance to get involved on air. And we'll play some of these clips and get to it. I've also got the anti-gun stuff. That's what really creeped me out. I mean, Romney, you know, Obama's like, yeah, we're coming after your semi-autos. I want to ban those. And, yeah, I want to be able to give you a psychological designation where I just take your guns. That's what he basically said, and that's their agenda. And then Romney's like, hey, I was for a semi-auto ban, but the hunters got some of what they wanted. But we were friends. He's like, hey, you know, I gave you painkillers before I knocked your teeth out. You know, oh, I acted friendly. I can get things done. I can get everybody legalized, you know, and all this stuff. It's just like, oh, man. I mean, it's bad. I mean, when the so-called conservative Republican constitutionalist is what Bill Clinton was, basically, that's how they move us with the Overton window, where the so-called liberals are authoritarian, crazy, anti-human nutcases with a bunch of moron, domesticated people following them. And then you've got the Republicans that basically are like socialist. I mean, it's just like, wow, they have really taken over by controlling the choices we've got. I'm going to go out to break because I tried to play this last hour and didn't go to it on time. My fault. And we'll come back and start getting into debate clips. But here is Susan Rice, the U.S. ambassador of the U.N. She was on Face the Nation, all the shows, in the days after the September 11th Benghazi attack, that whoever staged it, false flag or whatever, and had a lot of evidence of that. It was a terror attack. It was a coordinated attack, and she said it wasn't. And they said it for, they argued, 10 days. They put a proviso in 10 days later, quietly, started saying it was a coordinated attack, an organized attack, a premeditated attack, not a protest that did this, that killed the Navy SEALs and the rest of it. Let's go to that clip and try to get it aired here as we go to break. Here it is.
Madam Ambassador, he says that this is something that's been in the planning stages for months. I understand you have been saying that you think it was spontaneous. Are we not on the same page here?
Well, Bob, let me tell you what we understand to be the assessment at present. First of all, very importantly, as you discussed with the president, there is a investigation that the United States government will launch led by the FBI that has begun.
But they're not there.
They're not on the ground yet, but they have already begun looking at all sorts of evidence of various sorts already available to them and to us, and they will get on the ground and continue the investigation. So we'll want to see the results of that investigation to draw any definitive conclusions. But based on the best information we have to date, what our assessment is as of the present is in fact what it began spontaneously in Benghazi as a reaction to what had transpired some hours earlier in Cairo, where of course, as you know, there was a violent protest outside of our embassy sparked by this hateful video. But soon after that spontaneous protest began outside of our consulate in Benghazi, we believe that it looks like extremist elements, individuals joined in that,
there you go.
That effort.
And it just goes on and on. But then Katie Couric, though, Candy Crowley.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa en el viento la vida me llevó.
Okay, this is a short segment, long segment coming up, and that's when I'm going to go to your phone calls at 800-259-9231. If you just joined us, you're listening to, well, me, Alex Jones. Websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I got a lot of other world news and things we will be getting to that are very, very important. Also, there's a list out the historians put together in the London Independent of the richest people in history. I think that's going to be informative. I'm going to go over that. I've also got some special reports that we're going to premiere here, including Jakari Jackson's review of Black Ops 2 video game review. Why do we do that? Because it's laced with propaganda. Most people don't get their news from the news. They just sit there and are bombarded through entertainment. So that's coming up. You know, I've got, like, I don't know, five or six of these clips, and we'll play more of it coming up in the next hour. I don't even know where to start. I mean, it's all just so ridiculous. What's scary is the anti-gun stuff, and that's coming up in the next hour. We're going to play that exchange where Obama says he wants to ban your semi-autos, and Mitt Romney defends his record of supporting an assault weapons ban. It just goes from bad to worse, and it really is out of control to have the Republican candidate have such an anti-gun history. But the issue is, could he get away with pushing anti-gun as a Republican? Probably not. That's the real clincher for me last night when I looked at my wife and said, should I get behind Romney? I mean, well, there's election fraud anyways, because if I don't stand up against Obama, he'll probably ban guns, and then I'll wish later I'd have done something. I mean, I am just totally, I'm not normally indecisive. And I am just absolutely poleaxed here because I know Romney's bad, but I know Obama's worse. But it's this lesser of two evils that's gotten us here, and I'm the guy that's always been against lesser of two evil garbage. We need to demand something real and move things back towards liberty, not let them move things towards tyranny. Let's play part of this clip, and I'll be talking over it. Here's the question. And the guy that asked the question thinks it's, you know, real smart to be able to ask a question. So they had a think tank brain trust come up with this question and all the obsession over the ambassador and security and our people and acting like they care. This is Hillary that laughs about people she's killed, like Gaddafi and others. And I came, I saw he died. When they talk about an Iran war, her and Baker start laughing on the stage. You don't laugh about war, even if you're a warmonger. It's disgusting. It's like going to a funeral home and there's a dead body up front and you walk up to a family and laugh at them. It's sick. It's decadent. It's disconnected from reality, like Strauss-Kahn and devil worship orgies now in the news. These people are nuts. They're a bunch of decadent scum. I'm sorry, I'm ranting. Let's go to the clip. Here it is.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
It's Kerry. Kerry Latya.
It's Kerry.
This question actually comes from a brain trust of my friends at Global Telecom Supply in Mineola yesterday.
Nice plug.
Sitting around talking about Libya. And we were reading and became aware of reports that the State Department refused extra security for our embassy in Benghazi, Libya, prior to the attacks that killed four Americans. Who was it that denied enhanced security, and why?
Well, let me first of all talk about our diplomats, because they serve all around the world and do an incredible job in a very dangerous situation.
Here, turn him off. And these aren't just just for a minute. You know, we don't know what really happened there. We don't know the news story of the Navy SEALs down the road in another mission. The former Navy SEALs, that means CIA, in a mission above Navy SEALs. That's just a recruiting ground at that level. So is Delta Force. There's a lot of stuff above that, as I've told you. And they're sitting there, I know, because, well, I'm not going to get into it. The point is, they're sitting there, and then they run and then have this big shootout trying to help the embassy substation, the consulate, or whatever you want to call it. We don't know if any of that's true. We've gotten like five, six stories, three of them in one day a few weeks ago. I mean, who knows if any of this is true? And who knows if people are right that it was a neocon false flag? You know, now Obama says he's going to have drones and a strike force take out Al-Qaeda. How do we know they didn't have some of their boys they brought in there over a year ago in Benghazi, the Al-Qaeda headquarters for NATO, Sarkozy and Obama? And how do we know they didn't sacrifice him with the plan to later go take out that Al-Qaeda to say, oh, look, he didn't just take out bin Laden, he took out Al-Qaeda. Yeah, Al-Qaeda, you ordered to go do it. How do we know that's not what went on? That's my point. All I know is the globalists run Al-Qaeda, and I don't need some pervs trying to grab my genitals so I can fly places. I only fly places if I absolutely have to. My children, I got a 10-year-old son, he's never flown. You know why? Because I can't let some fat guy grab on him. I will not do it, and I'm angry about it. I want my right to travel back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready.
Some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'll play more of the clips of this debate and the anti-gun stuff that's the biggest news out there, really. Coming up in the next hour, I want to start getting to your phone calls. Peter, Mark, James, Frankie, Frank, and many others that are patiently holding today to get on air to give us your take on what happened at the debate last night. Again, we know it's a dog and pony show, but the way they can stage it now, the way they can skew it and cheat and give Obama more time and interrupt and have the moderator agreeing with Obama authoritatively when it's a lie, it's just off the charts. The fact that we've gotten to that level. And it's just such deception now, people just tune out and say, oh, whatever, must be true. 60 million heard it. And the media is debating who was right now when it's clear Romney was right. I mean, even if you don't like Romney, you've got to admit it's a fraud and they're trying to throw this. That's because internal polling shows I talked to a lot of big journalists about this who were seeing internal polling shows Obama's been behind for months. And now you see in polls Romney going ahead. He's really winning. But you see they're going to say he's losing, so people go, well, I better get on the bandwagon and vote for a winner. Because a lot of people just vote for – it's like the sports team scenario, the bandwagon scenario, where as soon as a team gets in the playoffs, everybody goes and buys their T-shirts. They don't root for the team they've loved or where they grew up or that, you know, that's their team. They just pick who they think the winner is. And we see this with Republicans as well. Just as long as somebody's a Republican, well, they must be okay then, even though they're anti-gun or anti, you know, sovereignty or pro, you know, globalist, Patriot Act, all of it. So I'm going to get to that after we take some of your calls. But again, the big news, as Joe Curl from the Washington Times talked about earlier, I was talking to him. He said, oh, yeah, Twitchy.com, all these other big sites, they're reporting on what you're reporting on as well. But because they're not really political, the George Soros crowd isn't attacking them. They see me as political, so they think they can attack me so that people then think that I'm doing this for political reasons. No, it's news. When Mitt Romney is receiving thousands of death threats a day with people saying that they are going to go find him and kill him, I mean, it's specific. And I've had Secret Service ask me what I think of Obama. And everybody knows I am not offensively violent. You attack me, you're going to get attacked in big time. But I'm not. I'm trying to stop civil war. I'm trying to stop violence. Believe me, I'm not stupid enough to think it's going to be fun once all this kicks off. Discretion is the greater part of valor, and it's not because I'm afraid. I know a little bit of history. I've seen a few things, and I understand rhetoric's one thing, reality is another. And I am offended. I was talking to ManCow, Eric Mueller, on his syndicated show. A lot of the same stations pick up his show that pick up mine. And he was going, oh, yeah, he's been visited by the Secret Service as well over mild statements before. Like this world would be a better place, you know, without Bill Clinton, you know, in it. And they came and visited him. And that was, I think, a second time, wasn't it? The first time, Bill Clinton was just coming to town. And they said, you will not cover Bill Clinton. You will not talk about Bill Clinton, or you're off the air. And you know what? He kept his mouth shut, but he talked about it later because he knew they could go to his employers. Folks, the Secret Service, I know somebody who has a family friend. They work at the same place that got fired because he made mild statements about Obama, and somebody went and tattled on him, and they came and said, we can't arrest you for what you said, but you're ordered to fire him, and the car dealership fired the guy who'd been there for many years. And said, get your stuff and get out. So, you know what? I'm sick of this. I'm sick and tired of it, okay? I don't like the Secret Service coming here and snooping around. I don't like the FBI asking me about my film, The Obama Deception, 3 days before it was released. So we released it early. And then calling my crew members and asking, so, tell me about this film. I mean, the White House was worried about this film. They're creepy. They're in my life, and I don't like it. And then I got to have George Soros' publications saying I'm racist and bad and race-baiting because you got a bunch of people that happen to be black saying they're going to riot if Obama doesn't get reelected? When we've had riots in this country before, and there's riots all over the world about elections? I mean, here's the article. Threats to assassinate Romney explode after debate. Top story, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Here's another one. Family changes controversial Halloween display. Yeah, I've got articles where people that put chairs in their front yards are getting their windows knocked out. This is out of Colleyville. Where is Colleyville? This is CBS News story. I read it this morning, but I went to look up where Colleyville is. These local stories torture me because I never tell where they're at. Where is Colleyville? It goes on CBS 11. Vandals destroyed a Halloween display in Colleyville that had drawn criticism for the way it mixed the holiday with the race for the White House. Less than 2 days after it was destroyed, though, dozens of people volunteered to rebuild it with a new message. And it was Biden as a clown in a spider web along with Obama. It makes me want to go put this on my house. I'm serious, because if you don't exercise the First Amendment, you lose it. Now, where is Colleyville? It doesn't matter. I'm just, if one of you might know, it's driving me crazy when these local news stories never say where it is. Outside Fort Worth. Okay, yeah. I grew up in Dallas. I should have known that. There's so many towns there. I knew it sounded familiar. So this is in Texas. You can't put up a funny display. But let me tell you, the Secret Service went out and visited some guy in Austin, had a chair in his front yard, and people kept running off with the chair, so he tied it down. And they said, that's a rope. That means you want to hang Obama. Well, let's say maybe that's what it vaguely meant. It obviously wasn't a real threat. But people are on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube. We found videos now saying they're going to kill Mitt Romney. They're going to shove a gun in his mouth and spray bullets. They're going to burn stuff down. And it's like, how dare you, Alex Jones, even cover that, you filth? Look at this. Twitter may face legal action over anti-Semitic tweets. France 24 International News reporting that. And again, France has tried to shut down Yahoo before. And my issue here is we'll go under EU globalist rules. If you don't allow racist and offensive speech, you lose it all. And that's why they're trying to get us in line globally to restrict our speech here. Is because if you don't let people draw the Prophet Muhammad with a bomb on his head, if you don't let people, you know, say they don't like Jews or whatever, then you're going to lose your free speech, and it's all going to be selectively enforced. And now France is trying to change our web laws and rules with lawsuits against companies and people. The government of France. That reminds me of Bloomberg trying to sue gun manufacturers all over the country. Because he bans guns in the city, or it's been banned, makes it a happy hunting ground for criminals. So that's some of what's coming up. I'm going to go to your phone calls here. Briefly, listen, I underpromote and overdeliver most of the time. So many times I've got a bombshell article, our top story. It could be a nationwide article we've broken, story, and I won't even cover it for an hour and a half of the show because I'm so busy covering other stuff. I kind of tee up here with all this news and then just go wild into the first thing because I've already thought about it all, basically. So it's kind of like going into a window of information, like its own little world on this story or that story and how it's all interconnected. But we have lined up an unbelievable 48-hour transmission. And it starts tomorrow at 11 a.m. And I've been so busy. We normally do these 24-hour transmissions for the last 5 years and promote it a month out. I've been promoting this for about 7-8 days, really, out. And I haven't even mentioned it hardly yesterday or hardly today. In fact, I hadn't mentioned it yet any today, that I'm going to come in here and do 20 hours plus over 2 days. My other guest hosts, surprise guests, you name it. Nightly news folks are going to be in here hosting. It is going to be amazing. You can see the full lineup at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. And yes, we have sponsors. We have books and videos we sell. We have subscriptions to PrisonPlanet.tv. But we've come to depend on these money bombs. And I'd like to raise $1 million. That sounds like a lot. But when you got 50-plus crew members and contractors and equipment and satellite uplinks you want to put in and all the things we've built and done here, going from 10 employees 5 years ago to over 50 now, that money is essential. We're not like NPR that begs all year. We just, Ron Paul did money bombs. People said we should do one. We started it. It helped us be confident to move into a bigger office, expand, build studios, do nightly news, all of it with your supports. And there's a lot of ways to donate. Buy books, buy videos, buy ProPure water filters, Infowars.com, InfowarsMoneyBomb.com. We usually start kind of promoting it a month out and usually raise about $100,000 by the day it starts. We've raised like $10,000. I haven't checked. Let's go to InfowarsMoneyBomb.com and look. So we need to really start getting this going. I know we're in a recession / depression, but it's important if we're going to be able to confidently get the uplinks and some more of the equipment and finish some of the new sets and things to really expand in the face of the globalist. Coming up 11 a.m. tomorrow, Alex Jones News. And then an hour and a half in, Congressman Walter Jones on the election. Greg Palast, the BBC reporter. Sean Stone, TV host himself and, of course, son of Oliver Stone. John Rappaport, Mike Adams, Webster Tarpley, George Norrie, graciously for 2 hours. Host of Coast to Coast AM, James Wesley Rawls, incredible researcher and survivalist and former Army officer in Special Operations Intelligence. He'll be joining us. Linda West, one of our great reporters. And Jakari Jackson, one of our great reporters. Russell Dowden, who's been a radio host in his own right, heads up the newspaper operation, the magazine operation. Dan Badondi, one of our great reporters. A Syrian girl who for 9 months has been exposing Al-Qaeda attacking her country. Rob Dude, David Icke. We'll do Alex Answers for an hour. Gerald Celente, Michael Bagnerick, Max Kaiser, Joseph Farah, Amber Lyon, the CNN whistleblower. Larry Pinkney, a real Black Panther that understands how the new Black Panthers are used to create division. John B. Wells, another great coast-to-coast guest, of course, national voice talent. Darren McBreen and Joel Gilbert, Richard Reeves, Darren McBreen, David Knight, David McBreen with Rob Jacobson. It just continues on. David Ortiz, Dan Bondi again, Paul Joseph Watson, Lord Christopher Monckton, and Joel Skousen, and more. And more. I haven't, like, asked some of my celebrity friends yet. I'm just so busy. I haven't had time to call them and say, hey, will you come on? I could probably call up. You know, I've got his home number. Don't even call him every few months. I'm not even going to get into it. The point is, I call a lot of people. I need to do that today. The problem is I'm running around here doing stories and research and so much. And, you know, obviously I don't want to call up one of the, said one of my producers call one of these big guys because they get insulted if you don't call them. I don't know what's going to, I'm going to get up off my butt and get some celebrities on as well. Though those aren't ever really that popular unless it's some big controversy, which is not my intention. But it's fun to talk to cool people that are, cool people that, you know, have that special spark. Because I found a lot of really celebrities, people that are famous, they're famous for a reason. They have like some type of charisma about them. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, and you can start donating right now, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to raise $1 million. The most we've ever raised is $490,000. And again, the way this country works, you know, when I buy TV switching equipment that costs, you know, $50,000, I get to pay taxes on it each year to the stinking abortion hospital district where I live here in Austin. It's all sorts of, you know how it is with the taxes. You know what it's like. So, again, it's free association. We're not the government that takes money from you at gunpoint and then uses it against you. We're just free association. You want to support us? InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com once a year. And also you want to support us? Call up if you're a local business and sponsor that local AM or FM station or support the sponsors that are on that station. Don't just call them. Go in and buy something from them. Spread the word about the show. That is an incredibly important way to support getting the word out as well. That's part of the Money Bomb is support. Hey, give a donation to your local station, even if, you know, your local talk station. That's what it is to support freedom. Even if you don't think, you know, go tailor an advertising package. Even if it's small, that is a way to donate. Okay? Let's go to Peter in Switzerland, listening via Infowars.com. Peter, thank you for holding while I've been ranting. Did you watch the debate, or what are you calling about today?
Well, Alex, I have to make an observation. You've been telling us for years that the left-right paradigm is false. You've been telling us for years that there's no difference between the Republicans and the Democrats, yet you wasted 90 minutes of this program to do a he said, she said on this debate. I think you should have just ignored it completely.
No, I hear you, but I've admitted that. That's I'm always so decisive. I'm being honest, though. My honesty is all I've got. Because I can't, I mean, look how fast I get up to the news and the info. I'm not calculating all this out. I'm telling you what's in my heart. I wear it on my sleeve. And it's not like it's staged and they're in a back room going, hey, let's do this. I think there have been some presidential elections like that, Kerry and Bush to a certain extent. I think Kerry laid down, and I pointed that out. It's just that within the facet, it was completely rigged. And so my question is, why do they not want Romney in there? I mean, why is Bain Capital giving more money to Obama than Mitt Romney? I'm asking that question. I'm saying, is Obama so bad? And listen, I'm not going to vote. So, you know, whatever happens, I'm just saying we're in trouble here. I mean, I'm just kind of thinking aloud. I don't think we wasted time. I think it's important to explain to people that, you know, that's not what you call a real debate. I mean, that's how bad our presidential system's gotten. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's irrelevant to analyze what took place because what it sounds like is that you're backhandedly endorsing Mitt Romney.
Well, no, I didn't do it backhanded. I'm admitting that it's backhanded. I mean, I said that. I'm being completely honest. You heard me say, I looked at my wife and I said, my gosh, Obama just said he's going to come for our guns. And Romney says he won't. I mean, I'm like, whoa, is it immoral to just sit here and say they're both the same? Because, yes, the left-right paradigm is how they manipulate us from the left and right, and so things never change. I get that. But within the left-right paradigm, within the box, it's a very complex philosophical and geopolitical question. So you're on the air. You weren't screened when you came on. I appreciate your question. What do you think we should be covering? I did cover Israel saying they may strike Syria. This is serious.
I think the interesting thing about the Rothschild family is much more interesting than this dog and pony show, as you referred to it. Why not talk about that?
I am going to get to it. In fact, I did talk about that. I've talked about a bunch of other stuff and tied it into, you know, after talking about the debate in Al-Qaeda and the Benghazi attack, I did a whole, you know, 20-minute breakdown or so about Al-Qaeda being run by the West. I mean, I beat that to death. I mean, I didn't really just cover the debate in the last hour and a half, my friend. But I do get your criticisms. And I was criticizing myself. I never am indecisive. I'm too decisive sometimes, and I am just absolutely floored right now, and I'm being honest with you. So, I mean, what do I do? That's what my gut says. Just whatever happens, it's going to be horrible, and so don't endorse either one, and just keep exposing the New World Order. I said that earlier. Just expose the actual puppet masters, not the puppets. I mean, do you think that's the course to take?
I absolutely think that's the course to take, and I think anything else is a waste of your precious energy.
Hey, what are you doing in Switzerland? Are you from Switzerland?
I'm in a naturalized Swiss citizen.
Do you like it over there?
Sure do.
I hear it's awesome. I've never been there. My wife likes it. Maybe I'll run to Switzerland. I'm joking, folks. Actually, I think about it every day. All right, we'll be right back. More of your calls straight ahead. I'm not going anywhere, folks. Okay?
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, you'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now. 123offgrid.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The caller is right in an academic academic level. That's what the whole left-right thing is, where the globalists control both parties. Bob was just talking about that. And then the so-called left leads us closer to tyranny. And then when the right gets in, they lead us closer to tyranny. And it's becoming more and more clear. My only issue is we're 20 days away from this election. And I haven't even gotten to this yet. I mean, that, it is big news that Obama said, yeah, he wants to ban semi-autos. That's what he's proposing. In his second term, he won't be facing a re-election. He has executive orders. Congress wouldn't do the cybersecurity takeover. He says he's signing an executive order. So we need to really think this out. That's all I'm saying. Because the United States is basically the engine of the New World Order right now. Let's go to James in Illinois listening on XM 166, XM Radio. Then we'll go to Frankie on 880 and have another caller listening on an FM. But go ahead. You're on the air, James.
Yeah, I've got 3 points I want to make with you and then have you pick them apart, if you will, on last night's debate. Did you notice in the gun discussion that Mitt Romney made the mention of Fast and Furious, and Candy Crowley jumped in and said, I think I heard her say specifically Fast and Furious had nothing to do with guns?
Yes. In fact, that's the exchange I have that I meant to get to this hour, but I'm so long-winded I haven't played it yet. I've got that whole clip that I will play. You guys have got to make me play that. Let's say bottom of the hour, next hour I'll do it. And analyze it, because it was bad. And that's when I looked at my wife. That was near the end of the debate, and I said, lesser of two evils, yeah, but at least he brought up Fast and Furious, and he's not going to be able to go after our guns as a Republican. It just doesn't fly. And I said, wow, if we stay out of this, Obama may actually send cops to take our guns. And I'm like, I guess we just say bring it on, or do we try to go with the lesser of evils? And my wife, you know, who's not Republican or Democrat, she's a constitutionalist, she was dumbfounded too. But, I mean, obviously she saw they were rigging it against, she hasn't liked Mitt Romney. She said he's like a charming vampire, but she was hating on Obama by the end just because it was so rigged. I'm being sucked into it all because it is fake, it is a fraud, but it'll tear your arm off. You know, like we're in this paradigm, we're in this matrix. I know it's a matrix, but if we totally divorce ourselves from it, then we have no power. Because the public's so dumbed down, they give the power to it. Doesn't matter if we're awake, because they aren't awake. So the answer is wake them up, I guess. I just am so disgusted by how openly evil the agenda is of Obama. Go ahead, sir.
Well, just on that point that you just made about the public being dumbed down and us being awake, I think this comment by Obama that was made about the $1.86 a gallon of gas, where he said that the reason that it was that low when he got in office was because we were in a recession. So therefore, in his words, a better economy means more expensive gas.
Yeah, they're going to start selling the idea of hyperinflation being good.
Anybody with basic economic knowledge, basic math knowledge, knows that the laws of supply and demand, the more that you have of something, lower prices are, so people buy more. I mean, that's basic economic knowledge. Mitt Romney knows all about that.
No, you're absolutely right. Yeah. And by the way, Obama has offshore accounts too. I mean, again, you're absolutely right. What was your other point?
Okay, the third thing I have, and this is a question I have, because I see it on Facebook and everywhere. Everybody keeps debating that a vote for Ron Paul, who I personally voted for, is a vote for Obama. Now, my question on this is if Ron Paul was in the Republican Party...
Hold on, I want to hear this question, but regardless of where you stand on it, a vote for Ron Paul is a vote for Barack Obama at this point.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.